Chapter 3. Getting the Job. Following her interview with United Chocolate UK, Susan has at last received a positive answer. She is naturally delighted and phones her parents to tell them the good news.
Bristol 754622.
Hello, Mum, it's Susan.
Hello, dear. What a nice surprise.
I got the job, Mum.
Which one, Susan? You've been applying for so many.
United Chocolate, of course, as a trainee manager.
Oh, well, congratulations, Susan. Have you accepted yet?
No, but I intend to write the letter this weekend.
You must be very pleased.
Of course I am, Mum. But you don't sound very pleased.
Oh, of course I am. I just hope you're doing the right thing, that's all.
I suppose you'd rather I went into the civil service like Dad, or found a husband and started a family?
Now, don't be unfair. Your father has had a very good career in the civil service. And what's wrong with getting married and having children?
Look, Mum, we've been through all this before. I don't want to work in the civil service, and I don't want to settle down. Not for the time being, at least. I want a challenging career. I want to travel and meet people. Job satisfaction, Mum, plus a good salary and prospects for the future.
What sort of terms of employment are they offering you?
Well, I told you the salary.
Yes, almost as much as your father earns now.
And then, of course, I'll have a 6-month trial period.
That's what worries me. What if they decide they don't want you after 6 months? You know what these big companies are like.
But they will want me, Mum. I'm going to succeed. They even pay for their best young managers to go back to university. Is Dad there? I'd like to break the news to him.
I'll go and get him. He's watching a football match on TV.
Hello, Susan. Congratulations. Your mother told me the news. We're really proud of you.
Mum didn't sound too pleased, though. She'd rather I went into the civil service.
Well, your mother only wants what's best for you. She doesn't know what working in the civil service is really like. You go ahead and be a businesswoman. I can just imagine all the perks.
Look, Dad, I won't get many fringe benefits at the beginning.
Listen, Susan, I'm mustering off now. Someone has just scored a goal. It's been lovely speaking to you. Congratulations. And we'll see you on graduation day. Exercises. Why has Susan phoned her parents?
Susan has phoned her parents to tell them she'd got the job with UC.
Was Mrs. Edwards expecting Susan to call?
No, she wasn't. She says it's a nice surprise.
When is Susan going to accept the post she has been offered?
She's going to accept the post this weekend.
Do you think Susan's mother is happy to hear the news?
She probably is, but she doesn't want Susan to do the wrong thing.
Does Susan intend to get married and start a family?
No, she doesn't want to get married and start a family for the time being, at least.
How does Susan see her immediate future?
She sees her immediate future in a challenging career.
Do United Chocolate pay their trainee managers well?
Yes. From what Mrs. Edwards says, we can assume that UC pay their trainee managers well.
Do you think Susan's father is pleased to hear the news?
Yes, he seems very pleased to hear the news.
Do you think he enjoys being a civil servant?
Probably not. He seems to contradict his wife.
When will Susan next see her parents?
She will see them next on graduation day.
On meeting someone for the first time, the response to "How do you do?" must be "How do you do?" On meeting again, "How are you?" "Fine, thank you. And you?"
In letter writing, don't forget to practice the three C's: be clear, concise, and courteous.